The level of consciousness one will reach in this lifetime is predestined. I would say no, because choice is always present. The consciousness level that you enter life with at birth is already preset by your karmic inheritance. And what happens to you during this life is not predetermined innately. However, the circumstances that you find yourself in, the local conditions, will certainly influence what choices you make. So there is a certain karmic spillover, you might say. However, you can go from the depths of hell to the highest states. So I think the answer is correct. You're not constrained by any predetermination. That's true. No, you're not constrained by any predetermination. You're not limited in any way. You start surrendering things as they occur, every feeling, thought, idea, positionality, perception, and you can escalate very, very rapidly. You can go up 150 points in one lecture. So, what does this say? You do kinesiology. Do you check for what? Unconscious slides?
You check for unconscious blocks.
Oh, unconscious blocks. Well, yes, you can have an area that's obscure, and you can pray about that, and I ask God to reveal to me, you know, what is the meaning of that? What is the context which makes this seem to be true to me? And you can also use kinesiology, and you can also do karmic research. The sound of ah. The sound of ah, you know, the book by John Diamond, Your Body Doesn't Lie, Behavioral Kinesiology, has to do with the sound ah. The sound ah is different than the sound om. And as we pointed out in one lecture, considerably different from Aum. The sound ah makes you go strong with kinesiology. So if you feel blown out, upset, and disturbed by something, you know, the thymic thump, you go, ha, 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 ha. Everybody here know that one? Knocked myself out with that one. That activates the thymus gland, which controls the acupuncture system. It tends to take you out of a negative field and back into a positive field. A person may not do well kinesiology because if they've been listening recently to music that calibrates quite low. There's certain rock groups, for instance, and if they use them as background and you're watching an advertisement and you don't realize that the energy of the music in the back is what's blowing you out your acupuncture system right now. And you'll get a false negative. that particular exercise, ha 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 ha. At the same time, you picture something or someone you love, will straighten you back out again. And the effect of negative advertisements, sound, music. One was recently on the news. Pepsi Cola was contracting with some rock singer or something like that, and I think it was Bill O'Reilly. Got peed off about it and raised hell about it. Anyway, Pepsi-Cola let this guy go. Well, let's see what the energy of that enterprise would have been. We have permission to ask the energy of that particular kind of music. We did. You know, it's below 100, below 90. It's about 95, about 95. So you see, if you advertise a product and you put on music that calibrates at 95, what you're doing is destroying your customer base. That association is made unconsciously. All right. So on the other hand, ah and the sound m, both ah, so amen has both of them. Let's go with ah. Ah makes one go strong. Makes one go strong. Om is over 700. Om is over 720. Om is over 740. Om is over 750. Om is over 7080. Oh, I was talking about this om.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let's do this om for fun.
Because you're doing it and I'm feeling it.
Oh, okay. Well, they're asking about various sounds. You know, in...
Do the om and let everyone meditate, because that's so nice.
Huh?
Do your om and let
everyone meditate. Oh, yeah. Various sounds have different effects. What were we talking about?
The radio...
Oh, yes. Yes, well, let's go A-U-M. No, A-U-M makes you go strong, is it? 120, 180, 190, 200, 210, okay. AUM is quite a bit lower than OM, okay. The mantra that we play is 740. All right, let's see where we can go with an OM. We have permission. Amen. Jesus. OM is over 700. OM is over 780. OM is over 790. OM is over 800. OM 810. Oh, the O Lord, amen. The Lord God and Son are one. 850. 890. 900. 920. Oh, they're going to pick up the sound of the... I see what they're picking up.
Okay.
990, they're picking up this energy of this consciousness is over 990. I see. Okay. So it isn't the sound itself, but... So the sound OM, it is very high. The sound AH makes you go strong with kinesiology. And that's why Dr. Diamond uses ha 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 ha. So... We've done it, in fact, in groups, because I've given lectures on consciousness and kinesiology for many years. We had groups at Sedona, There was a rehab place for alcoholism, a very excellent one, too. About 20 beds, 26 beds, and we would do this with a group. And people would come in blown out by their drugs and alcohol and rock music and all that stuff, and they would go like that, and then they'd be weak. You know, we'd ask them something true, and they would go weak to truth. Uh-oh. and then we would have them do these exercises, and now they would go strong with truth and weak with falsehood. So the difficulty with certain kinds of music is that it reverses the field. That which is meant, you know, if you listen to certain groups, rock groups, now you will go strong with that which is truly wicked, and you'll go weak with that which is divine. So there is a very serious problem affecting the youth, you know. It is the main channel in which the conscious level of youth is being undermined, is coming through the invisible, soundless vibration that goes along with such music. The world thinks it's the lyrics. It's not the lyrics. The lyrics are bloody and horrible. But without the lyrics, the energy that accompanies the music is demonic, you might say. In its effect on human beings, and that it makes them go weak with truth and strong with that which is false. Now, when people go through A Course in Miracles, by lesson 75 to 90, he said the normally noxious stimuli like artificial light, etc., no longer make one go weak. What is the reason for this? Oh, well. According to the Course itself, you're only subject to what you hold in mind. Eventually, your own consciousness becomes stronger than... The positive power of your own consciousness is stronger than the negative influence of what you might call adverse energies or vibrations. Eventually, you become immune to fear, for instance. As I said, you know, what would you do if somebody's about to blow you away with a 45? You just go... Because, I mean, it's his problem. He's going to have to face the consequences of blowing you away. I'm not worried about it. But that's true. That's what you do. I mean, I hate loud sounds. That's exactly what you do. You go... You make a face so he'll laugh, so that just as he pulls the trigger, he realizes, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have done that. So you serve him at the last moment, because as he pulls the trigger, he realizes, Jesus, I just made a bad one. Bad mistake. He gets that because of your willingness to love him and forgive him even though he's killing you. So suddenly he wakes up and says, wow, that's the wrong way to go. And that's why you grin and smile at whoever's shooting you, to keep them laughing, you know what I'm saying? Got to keep them laughing, because otherwise you might go to bad places, you know what I mean? You don't want to go there. All right. So as consciousness advances, you're less and less subject to negativity. Reason is you don't give it any energy, you don't give it any power, and you begin realizing the nature of God is such that the essence and the truth of who you are is unaffected by anything in the world, and the only thing that interferes with it is belief systems. And so the only power, the only thing that has power over you is the beliefs of your own mind. So that is apparently, because that's the lesson around Lesson 75 in the Course in Miracles.